Hachette Audio presents Matter, written by Ian M. Banks, read by Toby Longworth.
Prologue. A light breeze produced a dry, rattling sound from some nearby bushes. It lifted delicate little veils of dust from a few sandy patches nearby, and shifted a lock of dark hair across the forehead of the woman sitting on the wooden canvas camp chair, which was perched, not quite level, on a patch of bare rock near the edge of a low ridge looking out over the scrub and sand of the desert. In the distance, trembling through the heat haze, was the straight line of the road. Some scrawny trees, few taller than one man standing on another's shoulders, marked the course of the dusty highway. Further away, tens of kilometers beyond the road, a line of dark, jagged mountains shimmered in the baking air. By most human standards, the woman was tall, slim, and well-muscled. Her hair was short and straight and dark, and her skin was the color of pale agate. There was nobody of her specific kind within several thousand light-years of where she sat, though if there had been, they might have said that she was somewhere between being a young woman and one at the very start of middle age. They would, however, have thought she looked somewhat short and bulky. She was dressed in a pair of wide, loose-fitting pants and a thin, cool-looking jacket, both the same shade as the sand. She wore a wide black hat to shade her from the late morning sun, which showed as a harsh white point high in the cloudless, pale-green sky. She raised a pair of very old and worn-looking binoculars to her night-dark eyes and looked out towards the point where the desert road met the horizon to the west. There was a folding table to her right holding a glass and a bottle of chilled water. A small backpack lay underneath. She reached out with her free hand and lifted the glass from the table, sipping at the water while still looking through the ancient field glasses.
"They're about an hour away," said the machine floating to her left.
The machine looked like a scruffy metal suitcase. It moved a little in the air, rotating and tipping as though looking up at the seated woman.
"And anyway," it continued, "you won't see much at all with those museum pieces."
She put the glass down on the table again and lowered the binoculars.
"They were my father's," she said.
"Really?"
The drone made a sound that might have been a sigh. A screen flicked into existence a couple of meters in front of the woman, filling half her field of view. It showed, from a point 100 meters above and in front of its leading edge,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"